health, and wealth. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, with us this morning. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. You know, it's logical that wealth can lead to good health. The wealthy have better access to health care, healthier food options, and, of course, often lower stress levels. And that can lead to longevity and better health outcomes compared to those in lower socioeconomic status, stati. But what about the reverse? When health is absent, wealth becomes useless. To me, it means that our health is our first and most essential form of wealth. But does good health lead to wealth? Well, I can't find very many studies that show that correlation, but to me, it just seems logical. Good health can lead to wealth. It allows one to work longer, more effectively, and with better productivity. Building wealth can require focus, energy, and resilience, and earning more and saving effectively can help one benefit from compound interest over time. Poor health is expensive. Healthy people spend less on health care, as they have fewer medical bills, prescription costs, and less reduced productivity and less loss of income due to illness. Without regular movement, good nutrition, sleep, and stress management, our health can slip, thus paving the way for more medical expenses. Our relationship with money can be shaped by our environment, particularly close family. Think about how you may be a saver or a spender just like your parents. Your behavior can affect your kids. Behaviors around spending, saving, and earning are influenced by our mental health and psychological patterns. If we explore our connection with money, we may get at the root of poor money decisions. Whether you're financially wealthy or not, focusing on health can do more for your bottom line than you may think. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Saber Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
So what do you know about this Burning Man Festival? It comes up every year, and it seems to me like it's just probably a bunch of hippies out there smoking dope in a desert. Is that about
it? It's an artist's enclave.
Oh, it's artist
enclave, I guess. And I've never been to it, but my neighbor goes every year, and he divides some contraptions that he takes out there. It's supposedly commercial free. In other words, you're not supposed to use any money for anything. Yeah. So if you have some five-wheeled bicycle that you're driving around the compound, you know, and I think it's in some dry lake bed or someplace in the desert, and then you give people free rides, and they may give you a glass of
something
wine
else.
Or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Barter. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, is it in California or where is it?
I believe it's in Nevada.
Nevada.
You know, just right close to California. Yeah, okay. I'm not positive exactly where it is, but
I've read before someplace where. Why it's called the Burning Man, but I don't know.
Well, they end up having a big
straw man or something.
Yeah, at the very end, they have a piece of art that's been up there that is flammable, and then they light it on fire, and they all dance around it or something. Okay. I don't know. I'm sure there's plenty of callers who have been to it, and I know a lot of people who have been to it, but I haven't heard many particulars. It's kind of like Vegas, you know? I think what happens at Burning Man stays at Burning Man, or they burn it down or something. I don't know.
I can just see if it's a lot of desperate people running around naked.
Sounds like a good time to me.
Yeah, it sounds like something.
That's how Steve pictures everything.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, pretty much. All right. You're back in. We're back in 2 days after Labor Day.
I know. We got a couple days left.
Back in the grind. Back in the salt mines.
Yeah. Yesterday was pretty busy after because I was traveling a little bit last week.
Making up for it piles up a little bit.
Yeah. I wish that I could be as effective as I generally am the day and a half before I leave.
Yeah.
I mean, then I'm jamming, man. I am getting stuff done, you know, just so I can get out of town.
Do what I do, okay?
What's that, sleep?
When I leave, I just leave a mountain of crap for these guys to deal with.
That's a good idea.
And when I come back, it's all gone.
There you go.
We start over again.
Yeah.
And build a new pile.
Uh-huh.
Now, you weren't here for show number 7,000 last year.
I wasn't, but I called in.
Yes, you did.
I called in.
I appreciate that.
Enjoyed.
Dark 30 from where you were.
Exactly. It was worth getting up for sure.
That was a fun show. We had a great time.
I don't know any. I mean, you still have your 50th anniversary or whatever. What was it? Your 70th birthday or something? Hey, all the streamers.
50
still,
years in the business, and the streamers were up there for like 3 years.
Yeah.
And there's still part, you know, the
I thought Tony would have at least stuck a 7,000 on these things or something. There's about 7,000 of them hanging from the ceiling.
And this is kind of, I'm going to take you behind the scenes. This is kind of fun. Tony Deucing, our brand manager, of course, and now our operations manager for the stations, he and our people at Odyssey did a real good job of doing a news release and sending it out to some of the big trade publications online that we have in radio.
About you six or
seven of them. You see him, Ted?
Did you have your 7,000th show?
Yeah, the 7,000th show.
And so it was got all about national that. Attention
it
then.
It got some attention, yeah. Of course, the local newspaper didn't know what happened.
Nor television.
Nor any of the television people.
Completely ignored us.
So, really?
As always, as they've done for 28 years.
But they knew.
Let me tell you something. 28 years, we have been completely ignored mm-hmm. by TV.
Well, but you always have a relationship with a TV station.
Yeah, we're always locked in with somebody.
Yeah, your weather reports.
And I'm not griping about it. I mean, we had some fun.
It is what it is.
I mean,
it's something that's never happened before anywhere in America.
But, having started in radio, then moved to TV, then moved back to radio, I think there's a lot of people don't understand radio who are in TV.
Oh, okay.
You know, that might... I don't get it. But
because
I mean,
there's no visual to radio.
Well, and also you're competing for advertisers. So it's possible they might not want to give you even just a little bit of coverage because you're
you might lose an account or something.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Okay, but today is Global Talent Acquisition Day.
Wow, well, let's go get some.
Introduced in 2018 by KRT Marketing, a talent acquisition agency offering its services to companies worldwide. Now, this is, it's a job place. What we used to call them. They recognize the contributions
headhunters.
Of talent, acquisition professionals, employers. People who...
Talent Acquisition placement. Day. That's so easy to wrap your arms around.
Placement now. Agency. My wife worked for about three of them during her time, and so there you go.
So talent acquisition. Let's celebrate people trying to get a job. The people who get the job.
About 30 years ago, this company acquired Talent with Ted. A couple of years after that, Talent with Me, and that's the last time they've had any talent in the building.
That's a good point. good point. So, well, yeah. Jad came on board at one point.
But you only have to do these things once and every 30 years or so in radio.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Talent acquisition.
All right.
All right, let's go onward and numbered. Thank you, Don. We'll check with you coming up tomorrow morning.
Okay.
On the way, 7 o'clock, top of the hour news with Steve and Ted. Trump says National Guard is going in to Chicago. And a 16-year-old arrested in a Labor Day homicide in North Wichita. Those stories and more coming up, Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.